Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. This is your host, Riley Hart, here to help you quiet that inner critic and embrace a more peaceful, positive mindset. You know that feeling, right? When your mind starts racing with doubts, worries, and what-ifs. It's like a hamster wheel of negativity spinning out of control. But guess what? We're gonna take a stand against those pesky thoughts and learn how to let them go. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the art of releasing negative thoughts. Think of it as mental decluttering, getting rid of the junk that weighs us down and making space for good vibes. Sound good? Let's jump in with 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. You can't change something you don't acknowledge, right? So, start paying attention to those negative thought patterns. What triggers them? When do they pop up most often? Recognizing these patterns is the first step in breaking free. It's like catching yourself in a bad habit. Once you're aware of it, you can start making conscious choices. Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is there evidence to support it? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. By questioning them, we can weaken their hold on us. Remember, your mind is like a muscle. The more you challenge those negative thoughts, the stronger your ability to overcome them becomes. Number 3. Practice gratitude. This is huge. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you see the good in every situation. Even on tough days, there are always things to be thankful for. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. By cultivating gratitude, you're actively choosing happiness over negativity. Number 4. Embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have negative thoughts sometimes, it's human nature. Don't beat yourself up for having them. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't linear. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing self-compassion and you'll get through it. And finally, number 5. Take action. Don't just think about letting go of negative thoughts, actually do something about it. Engage in activities that bring you joy, spend time with loved ones, practice mindfulness, or even take a walk in nature. Taking positive action can help break the cycle of negativity and empower you to create a more fulfilling life. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few months back, I was stuck in a rut. Work was stressful, my social life was non-existent, and I couldn't seem to shake these persistent feelings of doubt and anxiety. I was seriously overthinking everything. Then one day, I decided to take a break from the chaos and go for a hike in the mountains. As I was surrounded by nature, breathing in fresh air and listening to the sounds of birds chirping, something clicked. It was like the mountain air washed away all that negativity, replaced with a sense of peace and clarity. That hike reminded me of the power of taking action. Even small steps outside your comfort zone can make a huge difference. So remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to negative thoughts. By practicing awareness, challenging those thoughts, cultivating gratitude, embracing self-compassion, and taking action, you can quiet that inner critic and create a more positive and fulfilling life. The key takeaway here is this. You are not your thoughts. They come and go, but you get to choose which ones you dwell on. So start choosing the good vibes. Start today by identifying one thing you're grateful for and taking a few deep breaths. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, I want to hear from you. Share it with your friends who might need a little mental decluttering, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks. Let's keep those minds quiet and hearts full of joy. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself and go out there and shine.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.